This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Mirrors of, Mirrors of, what was it? I wrote it down. I forgot now. Mirrors of Souls. Excellent stuff. I really enjoyed it. But you got me right where I needed it, okay? Because a lot of there's a lot of metal out there and hard rock, but then you've got the screamers, and I rarely ever like any kind of band that's just got a screamer. No, that's just not my style. That dude can sing. That was good. That was really good. I really enjoyed Mirror of Souls. That was exceptional. So I think I'm going to buy it on Amazon, you know? So, it's kind of like Dirty Honey that I saw last week open up for the Black Crows. And I heard about them because my buddy told me about them. Then I saw them live, and Dirty Honey is excellent, dude. Their singer is fantastic. And so I went and bought the CD off of Amazon. Yes, 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 yes. I buy CDs still. Yes. Because I know every time I say that, somebody says, hey, man. Dirty Honey reminds me of GNR and Aerosmith blended together. I was thinking David Coverdale and who was it that I was comparing it to? Oh, Jack Russell, Great White. I was kind of comparing it. Jack Russell, Great White, and David Coverdale had a rock child. And the rock child would be that dude, because it kind of reminded me a little bit of both those guys, actually. So it's interesting how we kind of see it, you know, I get what we're doing, but we're trying to put like some kind of, you know, comparison to it. And we're seeing it a little different.